This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here, glad to be with those who are sanctified. And I am sanctified tonight because of the teaching. I'm just glad to be here, saints. And just the word coming forth, the word I'm taking it in is keeping me, and I'm just glad about it. Just glad to see one another again, and glad to have a great pastor. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Our elders, missionary, deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about tongues today. We want to hear the song, Thy Commandments, before we get to that. Thank God.
Thy commandments, I run. Never change. How can they say they're done? No, and the Sabbath, the Sabbath day. Except I was taught some verses and instructions before I left to be told. Refine me as silver, purge me as gold. Thy commandments,
Thy commandments,
I run in the way of Thy commandments.
Thy commandments,
a covenant never changed. How can they say they're done? And the Sabbath night. Seventh day. The Son, the Lord's heir, who rebuked the proud, who in the law have erred. You deal with your servant that I may live by keeping the word. They gave you 10
Thy commandments.
Blessed be Thy name. Thy commandments.
Thy commandments.
When I obey all 10
Sabbath
night, the Sabbath day.
But
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank God. Thy commandments. Deacon Debbie, thy announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We're going to talk about tongues today. It's something that's so misunderstood. And to understand what I'm talking about, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You have understanding of God. You have understanding of God's word.
Yes.
And you have understanding of this way, God's way, when we keep his commandments. Because these are the glasses to knowledge. You can see. These are the hearing aids to understanding what God is saying.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God. Let's go to Mark 16 and 14. Now, you can't get it all in one reading. To understand God, you have to read it over and over again. And you have to be striving to implement what you do understand. As the scripture says, he that doeth truth cometh to light. You come to more knowledge as you apply it. And to apply the knowledge is for one thing only, for the remission of sins, not to continue in it. Mark 16 and 14 says what?
Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. And upbraided them.
Now remember, he's on his way back to glory. But even before he could go back to glory, he had to rebuke not the followers, the laymen, but those that he elevated. He had to rebuke them and upbraid them because of unbelief. That is the key. When you're hearing God's word, believe it and continue believing until you leave here. As he said, he that continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Read.
And upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart.
What?
Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every
creature. Every creature. Now, it's not talking about the world, every part of the earth. Which it is, but not for us necessarily going to all parts of the earth. God's going to bring the earth to us. Every creature that stands before us, that's the earth. And if God don't bring that creature before you, it's because they're not going to do it. Or God is not in the business of restoring them. It's those that have an ear to hear. Only God knows that. We don't know that. So if we don't have to wonder why our neighbor is not coming over here. They're not looking at you, and you're supposed to be a light. They're not trying to find out why you're doing and why you're burning as you do, like Moses was trying to find out about that burning bush. Why is that light shining and the bush not being consumed? Many people don't ask God's people, why do you do this and why do you do this? Know why? Because they're afraid of you because you're different from the world. We're not of the world. We're in it, but not of it. And people tend to shy away from things they don't understand, especially if it has nothing to do with them having a desire to do what you're doing. You understand?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Now, this is where your Baptists come in. I'm just sidebarring a little bit. It's about tongues, but this is where the Baptists come in. God wasn't talking about dipping in the water. A natural baptism is being baptized in the word, being baptized, submerged in the commandments. If you're submerged in that and you're born again, you're resurrected in that, you're going to have a new tongue. You're going to understand God. That's the baptism God is talking about. Baptized in his word. The natural baptism is just a token that you believe the one is bringing it. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? You're following them. Read.
Yes, yes. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Let's look at that. That's a sign for the believers. Because whether you're bringing the word to those that will believe or you are receiving it and believing it, you're going to cast out devils. Yes. That means you're going to cast out lies about God. Why? Because you understand what God is all about now. We're casting out a church just because it's called the Baptist. A Baptist church has nothing to do with God. Unless you're being baptized in his word. Unless you're being baptized in the commandments, baptism don't mean anything. You're not gaining anything from it. But to understand that, you have to be in the commandments. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name
shall they cast out devils.
What?
They shall speak with new tongues.
So the new tongue you're speaking with is a tongue that's not lying now. My tongue is not saying the seventh day of rest is the first day of the week, because that's a lie. That was cast out of my mind when I came to the knowledge of the commandments. I have a new tongue today. My tongue today says, if you're not keeping God's commandments, you don't know God and you're not saved, because that's what the Lord said. So when you speak that, he said, what are you talking about? It's another language. Tongues is a language. Tongues is a speech. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
And these are the signs you speak differently about the doctrine, about God, because you have understanding. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 19 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
Everything in this life has a voice.
Yes.
You and I may not understand every voice, but God does. Yes. There's only one voice God don't understand. That's that gibberish they say in these churches, my yabba 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 do. Now God don't understand that one.
That's right.
God don't understand that. Yabba dabba do.
All right, Pastor.
God bless you. All this kind of foolish. God don't understand that junk. And somebody over in the corner saying, God said he loves you. Well, the English tell you that.
Go ahead.
Tongues is a speech.
Go ahead.
And Paul was gifted to speak in many languages. I worked for one that his companion understood language. She could pick up languages. She couldn't speak it, but she couldn't interpret it, but she understood it. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. She could speak it. She understood it rather, but she couldn't speak it. But she picked up and understood what they were saying. That was her gift, to understand these languages. Now, that's an interpreter, understand what you're saying. If you're in a church and everybody can speak English, why would God need to speak to you in an unknown tongue and tell you what you're already reading in the scripture? That's foolishness.
It is foolishness.
The tongue was a sign to the non-believers that felt they had God. Those didn't believe that he was the Son, like today. Many Jews believe that Jesus never came. That's a non-believer. So to convince them that would be saved, he let them hear them speak, the Galileans, in their language. It was a real language. It wasn't yabba dabba do. God bless you. It wasn't that. It was a real language. He said, how do we hear these wonderful works of God in our language? They knew it was God because these are Galileans and they were from Medes. We'll get there. But that's what the tongue was intended for. Those that felt they had God, but they were non-believing in the Son that he had come. Because this, once he came, that was the message going out. Okay, the word is here. We had the word. The Son has come. Messiah has come. We let you know he's here. We witnessed to him. That's it.
Yes.
Now it's the Testament, New Testament, in his blood.
Yes.
No more bullocks and heifers. That's gone. That's done away with. That was the message, yet the message today.
Yes.
But you still have to keep God's word. Right. The commandments have never changed. And if you don't have it, you can't see Jesus and you can't see anything of God and understand it. That's what the understanding is about. Understanding God and how to serve God. Isn't that beautiful? 19:1 says what? Psalms.
The heavens declare the glory of God.
The heavens declare the glory. Mm-hmm. Other words, the heavens are speaking to us. Yes. What?
And the firmament showeth his handiwork.
It shows you something. Right. Anybody, that means wherever you are on this earth, you could be Chinese or African or whatever, American, to see day to day should tell you something that nobody like you and I made that. There's a power there. It's a design. The Lord is the ultimate designer. Beautiful. The designer did that. What does it say?
Yes. The heavens.
Day.
Yes. Day unto day uttereth speech.
It's speaking to us. And what?
And night unto night showeth knowledge.
What?
Sheweth knowledge.
What?
Yes. There is no speech nor language where their voice.
So your
is
voice,
not heard.
Your language, it's all the same. But there is no language that can't understand. Mm-hmm. This is a design.
Right.
With common sense. And if you don't have common sense, you need to burn. I don't care what language you're in, his handiwork is telling you something. Because it's speaking to us. And everybody understand it. I know I didn't do that. Whoever did this got more power than we got. Right? So there's the power.
Beautiful.
Now we want to find out and get to know this power, right?
Yes.
There is no speech. Mm-hmm. Nor language, what?
Where their voice is not heard.
Is not heard. What's seventh verse say?
Seventh verse says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Now we get back to that law again. It's perfect. And it converts your soul.
Yes.
It's converting your soul because it's telling you something. It speaks to you.
Yes.
Who hath an ear to hear what the law is telling us? Read.
Yes. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise.
Now, wait a minute. If you know anything about God's testimony, you know it's the 10 precepts. And it's sure, because if it wasn't sure, you could omit, remember the Sabbath day and keep the first day of the week. You could do that. Or not live holy. You don't have to observe anything. But it tells you something. But how many really hear what it's saying to adhere to it? Mm-hmm. It converts the soul.
Yes.
Testimony is sure. What does it do?
Making wise the simple.
So if we want to get the wisdom of God, understand God, that's what does it. The law of the Lord.
Beautiful.
It's called the commandments. It makes wise the simple. I don't care how off you are or how slow you are, this makes you wise. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
Isn't that beautiful? They're right. So the Lord had to do away with the commandments. Why would God do away with something that's right? If he did away with something that's right, then he would do away with all these so-called Christians that think they're right. What?
The commandment of the Lord is pure.
There it is again. The commandment, because it's all the same. Testimonies, the law, the commandment, it's the same.
Yes.
The what?
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening
the
eyes.
It's pure. It enlightens you. That means it gives you knowledge. Yes. If we keep it, it tells you. It gives you knowledge about who God is, the tongue and his ways and everything. What?
Yes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Now they're righteous, they're true. So why would you want to serve something that's not true? It's true, everything he God is saying. And they're righteous all together. That's why it says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. Isn't that beautiful? Because it speaks to us. This is a tongue. And if you use that as your tongue, you're not going to be understood.
Right.
How plain is that?
Right.
Let's go to Genesis 11 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
And I don't need anybody to email me and say, you think you're smarter than everybody else. No, I think God is.
All right.
I'm going to repeat what the word is saying. I'm going to repeat what the Holy Ghost wrote. That's all I'm doing here. I'm just repeating.
Yes, Pastor.
Don't get excited because one or two clap.
All right, Brian.
We don't need a whole stadium to clap.
All right, Brian.
I don't need anybody to clap because God's word is right all by itself.
Isn't that
beautiful?
Yes, it is.
That's right, Pastor.
Genesis 11 and 1. What does it say?
And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
Same thing. Language, speech, your tongue, the voice, it's all the same. And the whole earth was of one language.
Mm-hmm. And
of one speech. Mm-hmm. What does the fourth verse say?
And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower.
Now remember, let us build us a city.
And a tower.
And a tower. They had all one language. Mm-hmm. They weren't consulting God about it.
Right.
Us. This is what we're going to do. What?
Whose top may reach unto heaven.
We're going to reach to heaven. You didn't ask God, can we come up? It's going to reach to heaven. We're going up anyway. We'll see God. We're going up there. Go ahead. What did it say?
And let us make us a name.
Wait a minute. Now it's about making us a name. Mm-hmm. Not, how would you say, declaring God's name.
Right.
Glorifying God's name. Make us a name. Let us make us a name. What?
Least we be scattered abroad.
Least we be scattered abroad. That's what the fear. We don't want to be scattered. But what did God say in the sixth verse?
Sixth verse. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language.
One language, what?
And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them.
Well, wait a minute. That's a true saying. That's why the devil scattered God's people. Because when you got one mind, really there's nothing that you can't do. When everybody's got the same mind.
Right.
And God said, whatever you ask shall be done, when you're all on one accord.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But they had one mind, but they didn't have God at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So God allowed that devil. He said, let's go to, let us. Now, God is not the author of confusion, but that devil is.
Yes.
Let us do stuff. And so what did he say?
And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do.
What?
Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's
speech.
Wait a
minute, because now, when you don't understand one another, you can't build.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This is why we cannot fellowship with Baptists, and when we can, but they don't want to fellowship with us. Presbyterian, because we speak different languages. Our language is the language of the commandments. Our speech to them is strange. When we say, well, whatever the Spirit of God calls, we gather. Their language, we come when we feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
In this language, God said, if you're not here on the Sabbath, you're in death. That's what God says.
Yes.
Who wants to be in death?
That's right.
When God calls, we answer.
Right.
Yes.
In their world, they answer as they feel like it.
Yes.
And still try to claim to be a son. And on and on and on.
Eight verse.
Read that again. Go to.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go down.
And they confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.
But wait a minute. This is another reason why, even in the world today, even in America, you're doing less and less building of things that are important because we've got so many different speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not thinking the same thing. Everybody's not for the love of man.
Right.
Everybody don't have the love of God.
Right.
All kind of loves, and this is not the love of God.
Right.
And they don't understand each other. Now, when you pass by somebody, you say, excuse me, they think you're being hostile.
Okay.
You're supposed to say you're sorry. Just on and on. You can't build like that.
Right.
This is why when people meet with us, they're afraid of us because we're going according to what God is saying.
All right, all right.
And according to what God is saying is strange to them.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 7 and 45.
All right, all right.
Let's see if anybody else had the same problem.
All
right. And all you do is just check with your children as they come up. Sometimes you have to use the heavy hand because languages begin to cross each other.
Right.
All of a sudden they don't understand what come here mean.
Right.
Now all of a sudden when you call their name, they can't hear you.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, why are you talking to me? Why are you mean to me? What?
Right.
I'm mean to you?
Right.
I go to work,
right,
sick, tired, to put brutal food on the table to get you into this special school, and you're going to tell me that you don't want to go to school? You tired of school? You ain't going to do your homework? And,
yes,
and I mean?
Oh, wow.
Where do you get this from?
Right.
Those that build all these programs on TV.
Right.
They build in a way that we don't build.
Right.
And we have no communication.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts in the churches and it goes out.
Yes.
745 says what?
Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him?
Why haven't you brought this prophet, this Jesus? Why haven't you brought him? What did he say?
The officers answered, never man spake like this.
Wait a
man.
Minute. He's speaking to, I don't understand what he's saying, but he ain't never heard anybody speak like this. He was just speaking what his father gave him.
Right.
To them, he was speaking another tongue. What are you talking about? Because they couldn't understand it. And when we bring today, right. Well, the commandments of salvation, this is what you're talking about. Have you ever heard about Jesus came? Yeah. That is Jesus.
All right.
He didn't change because he came. Until, you know, not after he was born again, he didn't change, but he had to develop into who he was.
Yes.
But he came, just like he came as fire, he came as a son that didn't have God.
All right.
We won't go no further than that.
All right.
Let's go to, read a little further.
Yes. Then answered them, the Pharisees, are ye also deceived?
We thought he was being deceived because he said, never man spake like this. Oh, he's deceiving you. What did he say?
Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him?
That's the first thing they'll ask you. You said the commandment is right. How many members y'all got? Anybody with titles we know of that's over there? Pink man?
All right.
Vampire, is he over there? Price is Right, they over there?
All right, Pastor.
Okay. Wait a minute. The Lord said, go tell that fox.
All right, Pastor.
Because that's what they are, the foxes out here. Everything they do, don't spell God.
All right, Pastor.
Let's go to 8 and 23. St. John 8 and 23, what does it say?
And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world.
We can say the same thing. But what are you talking about, ye are from beneath? God said you're from the earth. You're earthly.
Thank God.
The heavenly is from above.
Right.
Oh, so you're going to say you came out from heaven? We're not talking about that heaven. We came out from God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
Then what?
Then said they unto him, who art thou?
Well, who are you? He was telling them. But they couldn't understand he was speaking about spiritual matters.
Yes.
Because to be from beneath means you're from the flesh.
Right.
You're from the earth.
Yeah, right.
To be from above means you're from the word, mm-hmm. from heaven.
Right.
And when you come out of the word, if you generate from the commandments, that's heavenly.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Most beautiful.
What did he say?
And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning.
I'm the same that I said from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't understand his speech.
That's right, Pastor.
He was speaking in tongues. But he was speaking in the new tongue, not the tongue of the carnal minded.
Right.
He was speaking in the tongue of the learned. What does the 43rd verse say?
Third, it says, why do ye not understand my speech?
Wait a minute. Why do you understand my language? Why do you understand my voice?
All right.
Why do you understand my tongue? What did he say?
Even because ye cannot hear my word.
That's why. If you can't hear the commandments, we speak in another language to people. We don't understand what you're saying. What you mean? Oh, you going to say, oh, so you like, you can walk the water, huh? Oh, what are you trying to say? You perfect?
Yes.
Is that strange? Only to those that are strangers and foreigners of the covenant. But we're no longer strangers nor foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. That's why it's not strange. This is the language of Canaan. The language Jesus taught. Even because you cannot hear my word, that's why I sound strange to you. 47 verse says what?
47, he that is of God heareth God's word.
How plain is that? Because God's words don't change, because God's words are or is the word.
All right.
It don't change. And if you can't hear that, you can't hear God. You can't hear his way. You can't understand him. Read what it says. He
that is of God heareth God's word.
What?
Ye therefore hear them because
ye therefore hear them not. What?
Because ye are not of God.
How plain is that? You're not of God.
Yes.
Now, I didn't say that.
Go ahead.
That's what the Lord said.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If you cannot hear the 10 precepts, you are not of God. And therefore, we sound strange to you.
Yes.
Right.
So look at it. Ain't but 4 or 5 people there. Of God.
All right. All right.
Of God. That's what the word says. That's what the scripture says. Because it's not about numbers. He said, well, there's 2 or 3. Because that's what it comes down to. Many times. Gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. Isn't that beautiful? Agreeing with what? His word.
Yes.
Able to hear it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 10th chapter, 10 and 24.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Thank God for the word.
Yes.
It takes God's spirit to lead and guide you through the scriptures to find out what God is saying. here a little and there a little when I speak to my people.
Beautiful.
It ain't about reading a whole chapter or a whole verse sometime. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Here a little and then there a little. That's, you put the puzzles, put the pieces together, you get the vision. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
10 and 24 says what?
Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Wait a minute. He was doing all the works. Do we need to tell somebody a power designed the sun and moon? Say, well, who do you think designed the sun and moon? You think somebody like us? No. A power. Well, this the work showed you there was a power. His work showed you who he was.
Yes.
He said, what do you mean? Tell us plainly. What did he say?
Mm-hmm. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness.
They bore witness of who he was. The works bear witness. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
27 says what?
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
My sheep hear my voice. And the scripture says, and God spake all these words.
Yes.
But the preachers tell the people, those commandments done away with. How do you do away with what God spoke? He spoke 10 precepts. How do you do away with that? You don't.
All right.
12 and 49 says what? St. John.
Yes.
12 and 49. This is why they didn't understand it, because he was speaking in a tongue they couldn't understand. His tongue was sanctified. His tongue spake of the commandments. And anytime you start speaking about the commandments, they're going to do it the same way. Well, that's done away. That's old Mosaic law. Well, that's a funny thing. Why did the Lord say go back to Moses? Why did the Lord say go back to that old Mosaic law then? Why did he say that? Because that's all Moses stood for, the law. And that's what Jesus stood for. He was just like Moses. Isn't that beautiful? 12:49, what does it say?
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should
say. That's all he spoke was the commandments. Everything. But why did they understand? They were with him in the flesh. They were with him.
Yes.
Just because he walked the shores of Galilee, they walked with him, make him know his own brothers and sisters. They didn't know him.
That's right.
Not all of them. It doesn't matter where you are to know God. It's what you're doing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
What?
Whatsoever I speak.
Now here's the key. Whatsoever I speak, because Peter said the same thing. Mm-hmm. If any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles. Let him speak as of the commandments.
Yes.
How are you going to say, remember the first day of the week? It's not in there.
No, it's not, Pastor. No, it's not.
That's not a day of rest.
No.
Regardless of what day you go to worship, we worship God in spirit all the time.
Right.
But the day of rest, how can you put first day of the week is the day of rest in there? It's not in there.
Yes.
That's not speaking. You can't speak there because it's not in there.
Right.
You can't add and you can't take away.
All right.
Read it again.
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
So he spake in a new tongue. He spake in the heavenly tongue. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Seventh chapter. Let's go there in 14. Let's read that.
14. Yes.
Thank God.
Beautiful.
Anybody broadcast, go off, catch us, stay with us on the net. 7 and 14, what does it say?
Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught.
What?
And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned?
How does this man know letters and never learned?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah.
All right. You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.